here's a story from The World.
Hundreds of naked people painted white like pillars of salt. If you'd been in Israel along the banks of the Dead Sea yesterday, you could have seen them standing like statues. It was part of a project by American artist and photographer Spencer Tunick. Tunick was brought to Israel to help raise awareness about the uncertain future of the Dead Sea. Ari Leon Fruchter is a founder of the Dead Sea Museum and a close collaborator with Tunick on this project. Ari, placed this at the photo shoot yesterday. Describe what you saw and what the whole scene was like.
The photo shoot took place in Arad, so it's actually way, way above the Dead Sea, overlooking the Moab Desert. Incredible, like, you know, scenery. But in the background, you actually see the Dead Sea itself. But it was very, very, very spiritual and I'd say just breathtaking installation. People were so excited to be there. They traveled far. They waited a long time. And everyone that was there really cares about the Dead Sea.
As to what it was like walking on this area, we actually spoke to one of the models, a man named Elias Dan Decker, and he said the terrain was pretty challenging.
Yet all of us pulled together to do it, and there's nothing like a cool breeze on a naked body, I can say.
Although he also complained about sharp stones under his feet. Describe some of these photos for us, Ari. Why was it hard for the models to get that footing? What were they actually doing?
The surface was very, very like rocky and difficult to walk on. So we had special shoes that each participant was able to use. They had to actually traverse, from one area to another area. So they had to walk slowly. And for some of them, it was a breeze. For others, it took some time, but people helped out. There were some elderly people, with ailments. So it'd be very, very, careful in terms of helping them across it. But they were true champions. Spencer calls them art warriors. They, all went for it.
And help us understand kind of the concept then between Tunick and what he's saying. What is he saying about the Dead Sea and how does this project kind of communicate that idea?
Spencer has been to Israel, to the Dead Sea, three times. The first time in 2011 was really to kind of make the world aware of this magical place. Sadly, less than 5 years later, the actual location, Mineral Beach, where he shot, completely collapsed into a giant sinkhole, making it inaccessible. So in 2016, he came back and did a secret installation, kind of explaining to the world what the sinkhole phenomenon is and why it's so dangerous. As the water recedes, what happens is the ground becomes unstable and these cavities open up. And once it happens, it can't be repaired. Mm. The Jordanians face the same problem as well. There's a lot of agriculture there. You'll see in the field, sometimes just giant sinkholes, buildings collapsing into it. It's quite scary.
So these art projects that you've undertaken with Tunick inspired you to create the Dead Sea Museum. What are your hopes for that?
We actually have a virtual museum and people can go there, anytime for free and go inside it and experience their art exhibitions. The physical Dead Sea Museum is meant to be something of a kind of like a beacon of hope where people could kind of gather and have an experience they can no longer have at the Dead Sea itself because of its issues.
I've seen over time any number of projects where the concept is large numbers of naked people in a certain space. My understanding, though, is that Spencer Tunick has been really successful at making these photo shoots happen and convincing people to get naked for his concept. Why do you think he has been successful?
Spencer started over 30 years ago. He was arrested constantly, and he fought for his art as freedom of speech and the First Amendment. Actually went to the Supreme Court, and he won. And from that, he's taken it across the United States and then all around the world.
Ari Leon Fruchter is the founder of the Dead Sea Museum and a close collaborator of Spencer Tunick, who has been taking photos of hundreds of nude subjects at the Dead Sea this week. Ari's been speaking with us from the Dead Sea. Thank you very much. Good to meet you.
Likewise, Marco. Thank you.
From PRX.